Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. When Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time, waiting on our buddy Scott Presler to join us, get his thoughts on the first 100 days, and also the numbers in Pennsylvania, registration, what's going on in Jersey, a couple of other things with him, too, to catch you up on. If you missed it earlier, George Paquetto made news here telling us it's imminent that they will have the Rizzo statue, and now there's a committee. In fact, I was invited to one meeting. I forgot whatever happened. A committee deciding where to put it, which is going to be interesting. Remember, security, he wants to put it on the porch of the FOP headquarters up there in far northeast Philadelphia. FOP, the whole thing, it'll be safe and FOP. Okay. Dan likes the idea, the ballpark, take your picture with it somewhere there. Problematic as far as safety. And then I just thought someplace in South Philadelphia is the place to do it. I know the Municipal Services Building, Frank Rizzo Jr. told me many times that he didn't want to be in front of a jail. He wanted to be there. That's what he was more about. Also, we have, before we go to Scott, we have the breaking news that Jalen Hurts, apparently, according to the one report we have, scheduling conflict, yada, 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 will not be headed to the White House with the other Eagles today. And other than the Eagles that have moved on to other teams, question is, will others not show up? And what kind of statement will they make? I think Saquon Barkley is the one now that might be more defensive. The argument we come back to again is you can go with any president. It's an honor, but you can't go with Trump. You're making Trump to be normal. We're back to that square one again. And I commend the Eagles. They must have had a sense that maybe some people didn't want to go, and yet they thought it was the right thing to go this time around. You got to commend them on that, because this is a thing where there's, I'm not saying dissension. I don't see that over Trump, but it's the type of thing that will be reported on. All right, let me go to Scott, Dan, then I'll play that. Yeah, the talk of Deion Sanders' son not going to the fifth round, and Caroline Leavitt making the point, well, when Trump tweeted, that's when somebody drafted him. Let's go to Scott Presler, though, here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Scott, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, Dom. Happy Monday.
Well, thank you, Scott. It's always a good day when we have you on. Do you have any new numbers in Pennsylvania?
I do, but I want everyone at home to kind of sit down and brace yourselves, because they're not great.
Okay.
You know, I enjoy being a cheerleader. I enjoy rallying the troops, but I'm also going to be honest with you guys. So let me read these to
you. Yeah, before you do that, Scott, I would just say I think of you not so much as a cheerleader, but a truth teller. When it's good, you're enthusiastic. When it's not, you're both searching for a reason, like we knew some of the Krasner stuff, but you're also saying maybe the other side's getting a second life here.
Perhaps, Tom. So I posted today about 4 hours ago, you know, we get data every Monday, and I said a warning for Pennsylvania. A week ago, Democrats had an advantage of 175,341 voter registrations. Now, usually, Dom, I see that that number has decreased. Well, that number, that lead of the Democrats increased to 176,523. And in the last week alone, Dom, Democrats gained on Republicans 1,182 voters. So Democrats ultimately, Commonwealth-wide, gained 2,215, and Republicans gained 1,033 voters. So while Republicans continue to grow, which is great, and we do have Democrats switching over to Republican, the fact is the Democrats, for the first time in recent memory, have gained on Republicans in the Commonwealth. And so I really, you know, pride myself on trying to look for nuances and trying to find the reasoning behind this. And some people, you might hear from the media and they'll say, you know, it's the economy or people are unhappy with President Trump, or they'll try to point the finger that way. Well, I do want to add some slight context and nuance like I have been for the past couple weeks. And I do want to note that in Allegheny County, 291 voters, both Republican and others, meaning no party affiliated, switched to Democrat, likely for their party primaries. Yes. On the May 20th, because Allegheny is so gosh darn blue. And at the same time, 516 voters in Philadelphia switched to blue, and that includes both Republicans and others. So I think it's important to include that context that 800 voters this week alone in blue counties switched to Democrat, possibly for the May 20th primary.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think next week you're going to see something similar. It's not till May 20th. So you might see a couple more spasms here, Scott, which is good. They're voting against Krasner and Allegheny. They want to have a say in it. They realize the Democrat primary is the only place that you can do that. Now, Scott, one of the go ahead.
Well, you have Gainey over there, too. So just like we have failed Democrat Krasner over in Philly, you have failed Mayor Gainey running for re-election, I do believe, over in Pittsburgh and Allegheny County as well.
Scott, of ultimate importance, though, is you out there rallying the troops, coaching them up, et cetera. So tell us your tours in both Jersey and Pennsylvania. Are you going to be in our area anytime in the near future?
Well, you know, I want to give a shout out to New Jersey. We had a phenomenal week, Dom. I tell you, every day for the last week, I did an event. I spoke to the Middlesex Republican Women's Club. Middlesex is a quote-unquote blue county. Mm-hmm. We had a big event at a library. Oh, the Democrats were so mad, the people working at the library there. And then the next day, we went to a ShopRite, and we registered voters at a ShopRite in Lyon, Bergen County, of all places. And we had a straw poll asking people, because, you know, in Pennsylvania, we have plastic bags. In Jersey, they don't. They banned them. The Democrats banned it. And so I asked voters that were shopping, hey, should we bring back plastic bags? And the voters overwhelmingly said yes. And it just really unlocked this new way to engage with voters, that when I went to Point Pleasant this very same week at the shore, we had a straw poll that said, should we ban offshore wind farms to save marine life? It was wildly successful as well. So New Jersey, I went to Passaic and Bergen and Ocean, Middlesex, and we ended yesterday going to We Shoot, which is a gun club over in Lakewood, New Jersey. Now, anybody who knows New Jersey knows that Lakewood has the beautiful Orthodox Jewish community. And although it's red, my goal is if something is 90% red, well, I'm not happy until it's 95%
red. Well, exactly, exactly.
96% red. And so we were courting not only the Second Amendment community, but people of faith over there, wildly successful. And now, the reason why you probably hear my car roaring, and I'm so sorry, but I'm driving safely to an event in Camden, followed by I will be doing an event in Berks County tomorrow. Then I'll be doing an event in Butler County with Mayor J.D. Longo, one of my very dear friends.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Followed by Greene County. And on May 15th, a very special day because it happens to be my birthday, we are doing a big event in Bucks County, Pennsylvania. And I hope to see all of you there.
Well, wait a minute. I'm coming out for that one. Your birthday. We got to celebrate that one. So you're going to be in Camden today. What time and where?
So this is going to be at the Laughing Facts Tavern at 6:30. The doors open at 6. But please come and join us, and we invite our beautiful Philadelphia community to come join with our Camden County Republicans. This is a meeting for Camden County, but this is an opportunity to build those relationships between Philly and Camden. Laughing Facts Tavern, right in Camden at 6:30, doors, the event opens.
All right, and the one in Bucks now on the 15th, I got to mark my calendar. Do you have where that is and times and all that?
More details coming,
okay.
But I can announce to you kind of preemptively that we have hired, just for Bucks County alone, Dom, 2 full-time staffers, and we are going to be hiring a third full-time staffer as well for Bucks, because this year, not only with the big progress that we made together as a team, but we have a sheriff race in Bucks County, and the Democrat commissioners just canceled the school resource officer program that they had with the sheriff, and we have a district attorney race. And if you don't want Bucks County to become Philadelphia, then we must win that district attorney race. And of course, we want to set the stage so that Bob Harvey, Democrat County Commissioner, who's running for Congress, never fills that seat in your district over there in Bucks County.
And Scott, you're all over the place. So you're aware, too, and you might be, that Fred Herron's a friend of the show, the sheriff, and he just joined up the task force to aid and to support ICE, not only in the jail, but also in the community in their work in Bucks County. So he's a guy that we overwhelmingly want in Bucks County.
Well, and let's be real for a second. Let's put this as clear as day for everybody listening. Supporting ICE is neither red nor blue. Supporting ICE means arresting criminal illegal aliens, that many of whom have committed crimes against women, against children, and I even read about one who was guilty of arrested by ICE in Philadelphia for selling fentanyl to our people. Mm-hmm. So I want to make it clear, thank you to the sheriff. Thank you for putting the people of Bucks County, for putting Pennsylvania citizens first and protecting our families and women and children. Again, this is not political. This is that the people of Pennsylvania deserve safety and security, and we're not going to apologize for doing that.
Dan has something.
I want to bring listeners back, Scott, because this is one of my favorite moments of the past year, and this is you in front of Bucks County, and this was back in November. Now you're following through on this promise, Scott. Take a listen, listeners.
And I have a message. Peacefully, we are coming for your seat in 2027. If you don't resign today,
how about it?
I am coming for your seat peacefully.
Yes.
And Harvey, Commissioner Harvey, this goes for you too. You are complicit. Mark Elias and his cronies must be disbarred from practicing law in Pennsylvania, any of his cronies, for the misconduct that they did. I want you to know that I am going to spend all of my time in Bucks County for the next 3 years making sure that we take back this county. Thank you to every single patriot that showed up today.
You got to love Diane Marseglia, though, squaring him down and saying, bring it on, buddy. Boy, I'd like to have that debate. Oh, my God. That would be
Dan,
tremendous.
What a treat. Thank you for sharing that. I just lit up. And actually, you know how you guys kind of were putting out there that there should be like an opening song for me, like when I come on your show?
Yes.
I don't want a song. I want that soundbite.
Oh, all right. We will play that next week for you, Scott. And for your birthday, we'll put something around. I'm marking it down. I need to get the location from you soon. And, Scott, where do we go for all things Presler to help the campaign, volunteers, you're growing, the staff, and making all that work?
Thank you. Well, since we are only 1 week away, I have to say it. The last day to register is May 5th for the primary. The primary in Pennsylvania is on May 20th. And you can go to earlyvoteaction.com, earlyvoteaction.com.
Happy birthday in advance. We're working it up. We got stuff. I got some stuff in mind already. It's got to be red around this.
Thank you, gentlemen. Thanks, Don.
Thanks, Scott.
I'm at it.
Come on, Diane. Come back on the show. You know you want to. We had quite a time when you came on. I'll go. I won't say anything for 3 or 4 minutes. You can fire away from the rooftops. Oh, God. She's not up there with Krasner or Kenny, but, you know. 855-839-1210. All right. Your reaction, too, all I see crossing broad is they don't care if Jalen Hurts goes or not. I understand that. They're a sports outlet. You know, you think that would be the main thing, but this is a main event. We're going to go to the White House with Stacey Garrity, or she's traveling there, the treasurer, see what she thinks about this, the first 100 days. And again, get her to the Philadelphia area here. I think she really could run a great race against Josh Shapiro. It's very tough, but she's even tougher, the military, et cetera. But, Dan, any more on this? It's just the woman from NBC reporting it at this point.
It's spread through the internet. Okay. Now a lot of people are picking it up as well and reporting the same phraseology that it's scheduling conflicts.
And no commentary on anybody else or anything about Hurts.
No. Okay. I'm looking around, and hopefully after we do our Money Melody here, we have something, but nothing.
I don't see anything in the Inquirer. I'm looking here to see how they couch this. But right now, it is time for...
It's Dobbs. Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
All right, this is a big ticket, too. Big prize. A pair of tickets to Politics and Pints, Trump's first 100 days in office, Tuesday, May 6th at the Colonial Theater in Phoenixville. Time is running out to get your tickets to all the voices of 1210 WPHT on stage together one special night. Oh, man. The hot air there. It's Nick and Dawn, me and Rich. Get your tickets today at 1210WPHT.com.
Dom, today we're talking all-time cover-ups for our side topic, and if you think of the world of music, there is no cover-up that was bigger than this one.
Yes,
I'm going to play a song by this person singing. Well, I don't know if you're wearing the same page here, Dom.
Probably not, then, if it's one. Yeah. I know a bigger one, but go ahead.
All right, so in the world of music, a cover-up, and here's this person singing. A lot of people wonder, looking back, whether he was singing about the cover-up. Here, take a listen.
Hello.
So, Dom, we're looking for the cover artist today, someone involved in a very large cover-up.
Okay. You think that's the largest, though?
You have one bigger?
Yes.
Yeah? We'll have to talk about that.
I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know who this one is. I apologize. My ignorance.
I'm going to whisper it into your ear, okay?
Yeah, good. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very big, but this one is still mocked today. I know what you're talking about there, but this one was still mocked. All right. We got to do. We'll give you the answer to both here after this. Phone lines, get in now, and we'll see you at Politics and Pints, 855-839-12.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we started together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
10.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, today, Saturday, was Chernobyl. Big cover-up. We're looking for big cover-ups or denials. This one, musically, here's the clue. All right, let's go to Jim in the Northeast. All right, Jim, for the tickets, who is it?
Freddie Mercury, Dom.
All right, great stuff, an all-time great voice. Do you believe that was the biggest cover-up, though?
I don't think him being gay is that big of a cover-up, but yeah, you know.
Well, not necessarily him being gay, now him having HIV, because you have to remember, he was sick for many years, and there was
that's
no conversation.
That's
they wouldn't answer what was wrong with Freddie Mercury, and then just the day before he passed away, he revealed that he had HIV.
Okay. Yeah, what's the biggest one in your mind?
It's hard to come off the top of my head.
I know where you're going with this, Dom.
Milli Vanilli?
Yep.
Yeah, Milli Vanilli with the lip singing.
Yeah, that's a big one. That's
now,
big
the
one.
Guy not admitting to AIDS until then, I got to admit, I forgot about that part. I thought it was just the gay thing.
Yeah, no. The whole AIDS situation.
I'll put you on hold, Jim. Yeah, Milli Vanilli and that. I'd give ground on that one.
One of the cool things about this music video, so this is obviously the Pretenders,
right.
Or the Great Pretender, Dom. And in the video, Freddie Mercury shaved off his mustache. And I was thinking about playing the video itself because without the mustache, he's not as recognizable, but then there's clips of him with the mustache and all. But,
okay. That's a great one, though, for today's topic.
Yeah.
All right. So we got a lot of balls in the air here. We're going to talk with Stacey Garrity. Either headed to the White House or there momentarily. And just the one report, although others seem to be verifying it, they're hearing for a scheduling conflict. That's always the reason given. Jalen Hurts will not show up at the White House. So I'm sure he's just going to resist giving any reason. And we're going to go down that path. We might have a great guest on tomorrow. Well, I'm not sure where he's going to go on a sports pundit on this. And then you have, Dan, this would be easier if Saquon Barkley hadn't played golf with Trump and then flown with him the days before. In other words, if it just Hurts not showing up, you know, it's still going to be big here in Philadelphia. Now, if other Eagles don't show up that are still on the team, that's also going to be interesting. But look, I commend the Eagles. They had to know there was a little potential rift here, and yet they're still going to the White House. Crossing Broad says, what Jalen ought to say is, I don't believe in participation trophies. You're having the Chiefs come, so that's why I'm not showing up. The Chiefs shouldn't be at the White House. That's just ludicrous, particularly how dominant this was. You think there'd be an embarrassment thing there. Say, yeah, we always want to come to the White House. But, man, just look at what happened here. It was hard to believe. Here's Caroline Leavitt talking about the draft and the one player who was going undrafted until Trump, due to his affinity for Deion Sanders, apparently, tweeted out, are you kidding me?
One more. After the president's Truth Social post, the Browns finally took Shedeur Sanders. Does the president think he deserves credit for Sanders getting picked? And does he think going to the Browns is better than being undrafted?
Hey, I'm gonna. All I will say is the president put out a statement, and a few rounds later, he was drafted. So I think the facts speak for themselves on that one, Peter. We'll go to the back row in the middle.
All right. Yes, they called it. He wanted him picked in the first round. Phenomenal genes, G-E-N-E-S. Well, true from Deion Sanders, but I mean, it's a different position, different era.
Did he really say phenomenal genes?
That's what he put in the Truth Social. I'll read it here directly.
Was it a tweet about you?
No, he said that.
Phenomenal genes.
I'm looking for the direct quote. I don't feel all this. No, that's him. I have the headline here of the Trump quote, though. Okay. We're going to talk with Stacey Garrity, Treasury Secretary in the Treasurer in Pennsylvania, headed to the White House about all this and the first 100 days. What does it mean in Pennsylvania and her political plans? That's all straight ahead on Talk Radio 1210. All right. So, Tom Giordano, one update, Dan. You'll see this. Maybe you can find more on the Inquirer page. The White House said that Hurts and other players are not attending today due to scheduling conflicts. But, quote, the vast majority of the team will be there. Hurts could not be reached for comment. So we don't know who the other players yet. Hard to say what the beef is there, what the reason is. All right, Stacey Garrity is the 78th Treasurer of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And someone who has a fascinating backstory. I've heard her speak, the Dr. Oz events and things of that nature, met her in person, and very much want her to be known here in the Philadelphia area. And either she's at the White House or headed there now. Treasurer, welcome back to the show. Thanks, Stacey, for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Great to be with you. And yes, I'm on my way.
So are you aware, the breaking news, here we go, you and we talked to Jeff Van Drew and Biketto, they're all headed there, that Jalen Hurts and apparently a few other Eagles will not attend?
Yes, I'm aware. And you know what? When it comes to situations like these, I think every Eagle should be proud to be celebrated and recognized by the President of the United States, no matter who the President is. So winning the Super Bowl is certainly a big deal, but so is being invited to meet with the President. So it's too bad. It yeah. seems maybe personal issues are getting in the way of today's celebration.
Stacey, how many presidents have you met one way or another?
Oh, gosh. Maybe only President Trump.
Okay. I mean, I broadcast from the Clinton White House, and of course, Bill Clinton was entertaining but stomach-churning, et cetera, and we were invited to the big Christmas thing and all. I shook his hand. I did it with George W. Bush, et cetera. You're shaking the hand of the office here is what the bottom line is, and again, we continue the narrative with Trump. Well, he's not the office somehow or another.
I know. You know, I will say this, though. If Pennsylvania ran like Howie Roseman runs a draft board, our Commonwealth would be in a much better place, wouldn't it?
Well, that's you know what? That's a first shot against, hey, Josh Shapiro, you're no Howie Roseman. There you go. Well, you've been sitting on that line all weekend. I know that. That's good. So the first 100 days in your role, the key role here in Pennsylvania where a lot of the action is, what are your thoughts about Pennsylvania in the first 100 days of Trump administration?
Well, I summarize it like this. Promises made, promises kept, right? So I think his first 100 days have been a great start at getting our country back, you know, moving in the right direction. I mean, from DOGE saying, you know, saving taxpayers all this waste, fraud, and abuse, to the 150,000 illegal aliens that have been arrested, to progress, you know, on peace agreements, jobs and foreign investment being poured back into the United States. You know, there's too much that has been done to discuss it all, but I cannot wait for the continued progress that I know President Trump and his administration will make in, you know, restoring the American dream.
You are the perfect person. I brought it up with Steve Moore today. I'm writing a column, and one of the things that intrigued me with DOGE, that it didn't get $1 trillion, it's maybe $150 billion or so, that it ever got off the ground, given how tough it is in the federal government. You have all that military background. You are a disciplined, go after the fraud, waste, and abuse. But even in a place like Pennsylvania, you have elements, hurdles that you have to go through that don't want to shake up the status quo. Nationally, it's even worse.
You're absolutely right. But I always like to say that Pennsylvania Treasury has been doing DOGE before DOGE was cool.
Right.
And this is how I do it, because my office reviews payments for more than 70 government agencies in Pennsylvania, which, by the way, is too many. In last fiscal year alone, we stopped more than $1.7 billion in improper payments from going out the door. True savings was around $50 million, which would be a very conservative definition, overpayments, duplicate payments, or payments to improper payees.
And how does this happen? Just because the bureaucracy, maybe not is fraudulent, but they just don't care. They're spending other people's money. It's not their money. They wouldn't do it with their own money.
No, they wouldn't. So, you know, when we talk about DOGE, you know, I focus on the E, which stands for efficiency. But there's so much more that we can do. So one example would be the Department of Revenue should be DOGED because they spent $48.7 million in taxpayer money in interest payments because they gave Pennsylvania taxpayers their refunds late. So wrap your head around that.
Wait a minute, 48.7 just because they gave it late?
Yes, in interest payments. That's awful. They should have done it right the first time.
So do you have any control over that, or is that the purview of the executive?
I do not have any control over Department of Revenue. You know, I make the payments, and I can right. stop what I can stop at my level, but there's so much more that needs to be done at the agency level. Because, you know, from coming, you know, I was in the private sector, and you can look at any contract you have and find ways to make it more efficient. And so everybody should be looking at their contracts and trying to renegotiate them where possible. I do that every single year.
Sure, absolutely. So let's talk about the upcoming budget. I saw articles today, Republicans trying to pass universal school choice. It just passed in Texas, friendlier country, maybe. And I think 16 states have this. And I've heard you speak, and I'm just launching a big podcast next week with a lot of backers, because we believe that universal school choice is the secret sauce that would liberate so many of things, and it would stop the monopoly of some of the public schools that are not performing. The budget with Governor Shapiro, will there be a showdown this time? Do Republicans have it in them? He's promised it before, every child of God and all that. What are you hearing?
You know what? I don't think that's going to make it through this time around, which is too bad, because when you look at how much money we spend per kid per year, it's almost $22,000.
Right.
And you know what? That's in the top 20% of all states. And yet only a little over half of our eighth graders can read or do basic math. So I think that we definitely need school choice. I'm in total agreement with you. Treasury is, you know, ready to jump in and run the program. But, you know, with a split legislature, and the governor doesn't seem to have any appetite to do it. I hate to say it, but I don't think it's going to make it through.
What's upcoming from you? We really like to see you here in Philadelphia. I know in other parts of the state, you're more widely known. You're starting to travel a bit. Any plans to come to Philadelphia? Anything? Or suburban Philadelphia?
Oh, yeah. So I'll be in Bucks. I've already actually been to Philadelphia, I think, four times since the beginning of the year. So, you know, I go to all 67 counties multiple times every single year, so since 2020. And so I will absolutely, you know, I make it a priority to go to anything that my schedule allows that I'm invited to. And so, yeah, I would like to do more events in Philly for sure.
All right. Well, we want to know. We would like to get you in studio, give you a bigger megaphone here. Where do people go to see what you do and or your background, your resume, which the military part of it certainly informs a lot of the discipline, et cetera, you bring to the job?
Right. So they can go to Stacey Garrity for Pennsylvania. And they can, you know, see all about my background, you know, 30 years in the Army, 3 deployments all to Iraq, and, you know, some of the other things that they will be absolutely interested in, all the records we've broke this past year, and, you know, what we plan to do.
Absolutely. Stacey, enjoy the White House treasurer. Thank you very much for coming on today.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me, as always.
Stacey Garrity, the 78th treasurer of the Commonwealth, and again, $48.7 million just because they didn't send out the tax return, the money being returned on time. Oh, my God. Ah, that's a rounding error here in Pennsylvania. You know, on the national level, that would be astounding, but it's similar. All right, a lot of folks want to get in, so we got two things going on. We're monitoring what's happening at the White House, and now, Dan, I see the Inquirer saying, the White House said Hertz and other players aren't attending due to scheduling conflicts, but that the vast majority of the team will be there. I don't see any other names. I don't know who that might be yet. We'll see who they are.
I don't see them yet either.
Yeah. Okay. And we're lining up tomorrow to be talking about this once this plays out, because it'll make a lot of news here. I don't think Trump's going to say anything. They're going to be pleased that the Eagles showed up this time, or a vast majority did show up. That's the way it'll play out. You heard Treasurer Stacey Garrity, though. Really upcoming player, a lot of hope that she could tussle well with Josh Shapiro in the governor's race. And you know the significance, both here in Pennsylvania, what it would mean, and nationally. If Shapiro has a hard time or even loses, that's a big plus. I still think he's the odds-on Democrat, ultimately. And that's one of the reasons why, with this attack on his residence, they're slow-walking. The idea that this is ethnic intimidation, it's a hate crime. We hear that all the time from guys like Shapiro. Why is this not a hate crime? Because he's afraid of the base of the Democrat Party. That's why. And how long does it take to figure out that they screwed up letting this maniac set fire to the residence? Years? I mention that because do you remember the crash, sadly, that took how many lives over the Washington area with the helicopter? It came out early this morning that it was pilot error more than anything. Now, the media wanted to make it that the error was that Trump had messed up with air traffic control, et cetera. And first of all, I thought Pete Hegseth would be reforming this. You can't have as many helicopters, et cetera, in the air in the Washington area. Too many generals being ferried here, there, and everywhere. And you have a busy airport. We've had near misses. And the pilot was a female, and the media doesn't want to report that. There was documented evidence of being told you're too high and to move to the left of the plane that was landing. That was not followed. That's a report that's out there. But how long ago did that happen? Why did it take so long? And then people forget about it. We're not going to forget about Shapiro on this, though. We're not going to forget about it on the budget. And again, I really like Stacey Garrity. Why is it that school choice, she said the lower house? I think Ayman Brown is for school choice. I think several Democrats are. And it's a virtual tie. Can they block it again and again and again? That's what's going to happen here. They have the leverage. Now's the time to do it. Let's go to the Earl of Tacony on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Earl. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Dom. Probably still don't have time for Maryland, man, but I do have a song that I wrote for immigration escalation.
Okay.
In fact, I finished the song before you finished the story.
Okay.
Okay. It's an immigration escalation. Oh, well, you know, I'm home and has a plan. Leading to miss deportation. Oh, well, you know, gotta get them while you can. Despite having court injunctions, we gotta find a way to get them out. We love the CBP and ICE. We love the CBP and ICE.
Will this be on the upcoming Christmas albums or the summertime album? That's hard to do over the phone, Earl. We commend you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we are. I'd like to do the summer album, but for some reason, Dan insists on spending more time with his wife than he does with me. I don't know why. So
I wonder why that is.
But, Earl. Yeah.
But we do have the I even shaved my legs. I don't know. But the Christmas album is written, and we're just getting in the final stages before we start recording. So things are moving along there.
All right. Go ahead.
And my answer to the side question is the reason that Jalen Hurts isn't coming in to the White House. He has a doctor's appointment today. He's getting his fingers taken out of his shoulder pads. My answer is the NFL hiding all of the NFL players who are protesting or not having their hands on the hearts during the national anthem. They always show them from the neck up. Jalen Hurts was horse collaring himself twice on camera during 2023 and 2025. And I'm getting people blocking me on Twitter because I brought that up. They're making it a point where they're hiding the fact that people don't have their hands over their hearts.
Thank you, Earl. Well, we had, and Villanova is one that still does this, I think. They don't come out during the national anthem. At least they didn't. So I don't know if they changed their policy. That way, they don't have to see people not standing for it, et cetera. If that's what they want to do, public ought to know it one way or the other. Okay, that's what we're looking for. Concealment, deception of something big, given Chernobyl happened over the weekend, the actual, not the film, but the deception, the trying to cover up Chernobyl is remarkable. All right, you can get in. It's the lightning round next at 855-839-1210. All right, Dom Giordano show. So lightning round, Dan, before we go to that, that's okay. You saw on Twitter, too, and it seems to be reliable that Jalen Hurts apparently went to the White House in 2017 when Alabama won the national championship. He's a college student then. Pretty much, I'd say you have to go. So
Nick Saban wasn't allowing anything else.
Yeah,
but doing it as a team.
Yeah, plus Nick Saban, too. Belichick, who knows? If his 24-year-old friend said, hey, you don't have to go, then that's it. You don't have to do anything. So this will play out big tomorrow. We'll see who the other players are, if any. I commend the Eagles, though. despite these difficulties of going. And the big issue is, I don't think it's one issue that the other side always says we're going to the White House with Trump there. It's about the idea this guy is other, meaning it's not a normal presidency. You can't go. If you do, you're saying that things are normal. I don't think he'll ever articulate it's like Hitler, but that's the general Hitler-esque. You can't go with this guy, not because of illegal immigration or whatever. It's the overall Trump thing. And again, I don't think he'll ever answer this. I think the media will be sympathetic here locally. They may ask him once or twice and he'll say, I don't talk politics. No, but apparently you won't go to the White House. That is a political statement. There's no other reason here than that. Scheduling conflict is ridiculous. We went through that with Van Drew. Unless you have something, a death, wife giving birth, something like that, there's no reason you don't want to go. Joe in Columbus, New Jersey on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Joe.
Good afternoon, Dom.
Hi, Joe.
Dom, how come the press isn't talking about Saquon Barkley having played golf with Obama as well?
Well, he did put it up on Twitter. You know, I would have rather him just not have to say anything here. You know, why he put it up on Twitter. I guess he's feeling the heat. We read some of this. Yeah.
That's the pressure they put on you, but it's a one-sided pressure. He played golf with both.
Yes.
The guy's a great guy.
Right.
You know?
Sure.
That's coming from a non-Eagle fan. So, you
know, yeah.
Love him. Love him and cherish him for what he brings to the town. My side question is the paramount example that we've titled as election interference. We, to this day, we're not sure whether it's worked out for us or against us, but it's the Hunter Biden laptop.
Yeah, that's a good cover-up. I took off the board the Biden cover-up, which wasn't even possible to cover up. The idea that Biden could actually be president, given the state that he was in. Drew in Upper Darby, Talk Radio 1210. Drew, afternoon to you. What do you have, Drew?
Hey, Dom, thank you very much. You know, Dom, this movie is like exactly the topic with the Chernobyl thing that we're talking about. It's, though it's a movie, but it's about a nuclear meltdown of a reactor and the mass media cover-up, or the cover-up and the mass media found out about it, and that movie's the China Syndrome. Thanks,
Tom. Yep. Thank you, Drew. Yep. Joe of Exton. I think this is on brand here, sort of. Hey, Joe, afternoon. What's the cover-up that you have?
Yes. Hello, Dom. Good afternoon. My cover-up involves the iconic photograph of James Dean in New York walking down a deserted Broadway in the cold with hands in his pocket, passing himself off as a masculine tough guy, whereas in reality, James Dean was a gay actor.
I don't know that for a fact, Joe. Dan, I'd rather not touch that. I don't know. So I, you know.
Yeah, no definitive proof. Yeah.
You know, unless I verify something, it's out of bounds to me.
There's an Esquire article from 2021 that says it's time we let James Dean be the queer icon he is. Well, but he specifically said, when asked by a reporter, that he's not a homosexual at one point. So
yeah. Let's go to Vince in South Philly. Hey, Vince, how have you been?
Hey, Dom, okay. Yeah, my side question response is Joel Embiid and all the cover-ups that the Sixers made about the severity of his injuries.
Ah.
I mean, they would say things like, like he's only missed a few games. Then we find out, he's going to have surgery and he'll be out for like 2 months. And then it goes on to like, he's out for the season now. You know, it's like a never-ending thing involving Joel Embiid.
Well, and it will continue. I feel for Nick Nurse having to do that. That ought to be Daryl Morey, and Nurse shouldn't have to answer. He's the coach, not the the guy provoking all this. Bill in Bucks. Bill, what do you have?
What I got is I wanted to mention that Fred Herron's office is directly across the hall from the Board of Elections of Bucks County. So.
Oh, okay.
So it's already interesting.
Well, I'm hoping that for Fred Herron, we can get him to win 10-1 this time.
He'll win.
10-1.
I might even be a ballot inspector later.
Oh,
okay. We'll have to wait and see.
Okay.
Because Bucks County is looking for them. My cover-up is the Watergate scandal.
Yeah.
Nixon erased the tapes.
Well,
ultimately led to his demise.
Right. Well, the Watergate scandal, the attempt to try to spin it so many different ways, amazing. Bill in Monco. This is an interesting one. What's yours, Bill?
Hey, Dom and Dan. This is what you would call a bank shot with the Bill Belichick interview yesterday, the Deflategate. And only because it's Belichick and Tom Brady did they get away with it.
You know, I wasn't going to go with a sports one, but I could be convinced on that because all true. You deflate a football a little bit. That's a huge advantage, particularly in the weather, raw weather there they had. Yep, they got away with taping the Eagles, although I don't understand why you can't, but the NFL has a rule. Richard in Summerdale, last hitter. Richard, what's yours?
Okay, well, I just want to say I'm going to be a laughing fox tonight because I'm the Republican committeeman in the county committee from Summerdale, and we're having our meeting there tonight. So I'll be over there with laughing fox.
Oh, but also, good, good.
Yeah, so also want to mention about Mayor Rizzo, a good place for a statue would be on the area right between Pat's and Gino's Steaks.
All right, give me your answer, Richard. I'm short on time.
Okay. New York Times covered up the Holocaust, as reported by Alan Dershowitz on the show at night, and they for years and years, they covered up the whole thing.
That's pretty much true. Henry, who did you like today?
I'm going to take the sports ones. Vincent South Philly with the Embiid injuries. He took, hit it from the fans and the NBA alike. And then Deflategate, Bill and Monco.
What did you say?
I'm going to take from the category of things we should have taken off the board, that being Hunter Biden's laptop from Joe in Columbus and Watergate from Bill and Bucks. Sounds like the Embiid injury history as well.
Okay, I like the Hunter Biden tape on that one. Yeah.
All right, yep.
Yeah,
Joe in Columbus.
Let's put that in. All right, special show. Rich is at the White House, and I saw on Twitter he has a special co-host with him. Four big hours of Rich on a huge day with the Eagles at the White House. That's coming up. We'll see you tomorrow. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.